We now move to English as a second language, or sometimes also known as English as an official language. In these countries, English is used within the court system, the political system, national administration. Also, English is regularly used in the media. In fact, some national newspapers are also in English. So clearly, it's very difficult to categorize one country as belonging to only one of these four types of English. English as a native language or English as a second language. It could be that one country might straddle two of these areas. An example being a country like India or a country like Nigeria, where there are native speakers of English, but there are also people who speak English as a second language. And as mentioned before, in countries such as this, there is a greater need for English within the political administration system. So, in parts of Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean, there are 600 million people who speak English as their second language. And English is a prerequisite. It's needed for a good education and sometimes indispensable for getting a well-paid job.